A thunderstorm on the eastern shore of Maryland yesterday claimed a huge and venerable casualty. After a torrential downpour passed through the town of Y Mills, Maryland, the 460-year-old Y Oak, one of the country's most famous trees, lay sprawled across Route 662. Stark McLaughlin is a forester with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and he is at the site of the fallen tree, which was regarded as the largest white oak tree in the nation. Mr. McLaughlin, first, can you tell us if it was wind or lightning that felled the white oak, or can you tell yet?
We pretty well believe it was only wind. The tree was cabled for lightning, and we found no evidence on any of the cables of a strike, but the winds were severe, above 60 miles an hour.
Tell us a bit about this tree and its fame in the state of Maryland.
Well, the tree was not only the largest white oak in the nation as record, it was also the Maryland state symbol. It has been used in advertising. It has been used in calendars. The photo image of it is very famous. It was just a very unique treasure for this part of Maryland.
In recent years, the Y Oak has been regarded as imperiled for a long time, and you've been working with it quite a bit, haven't you?
Yes. We had maintenance contracts year after year to maintain its health and vigor. And really, the tree was very vigorous. We would simply wound up with the structural base of the tree, with its age and its mass, just gave out in what was a very, very severe windstorm.
This tree has been studied for so long. It has been cloned, actually. Can anybody say what it was about the Y Oak that contributed to its great longevity, or was it just location, location, location?
It probably was location, location, location. The tree was in a very unique little area, in a very unique little village, and never in peril from, you know, everyone recognized this is a beautiful specimen. Let's do what we can to preserve it. Let's do what we can. The former owners allowed people to come up and picnic under it back at the turn of the century. So it's always been a very unique spot and a very unique tree.
What's going to become of it, of all this work?
Well, we're hoping right now to salvage every piece, every limb, every branch, even if we can, every leaf. And as in the past, with other pieces of this tree that have come off over the years, there'll be picture frames made and plaques and certificates perhaps put in them and perches for decoy carvers, or we're not sure yet, but we're going to explore all the options.
I'm just curious, before I let you go, I wanted to hear from you as a forester, as somebody who deals with a great many trees. What if any, particular feelings did you have about this one, and what was so special about it to you?
Well, it was special to me because this was the national champion, and myself and my coworkers were given the privilege of taking care of it. And to see it, to understand it, to stand under it and see its massiveness, to understand that this is just a beautiful, beautiful creation, and it's heartbreaking. And as we now start just kind of taking it apart, it's very, very sad.
Well, Mr. McLaughlin, thank you very much for talking with
thank
us
you.
About this. Stark McLaughlin is a forester with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. He is at the site of the fallen Y Oak, which was felled by a thunderstorm on the eastern shore of Maryland yesterday.